It's 7-Eleven, and what responsibility does the Department of Veterans Affairs have when it comes to notifying officials about a patient who's a potential threat to national security or public safety? Joining us now is Florida Congressman Jeff Miller. He's the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, it is really nice you join us again here on WTOP. We appreciate it.
Good morning to both of you.
Now, you know, this is coming at a time when the VA is treating, it seems, a record number of veterans who are coming back with PTSD and many other war-related issues that affect them psychologically and mentally. So the last thing in the world you want to do is in any way keep those people from getting treatment. On the other hand, we somehow have to be able to communicate, it would seem, information about individuals in distress adequately enough to make sure that everyone else is safe.
Well, and they should. And unfortunately, at this point, it appears that there was nothing for VA to communicate to anybody, as irrational as the shooter seemed to be prior to what he did down at the Navy Yard. The VA has told us that he showed no signs at either of the visits that he made leading up to the shooting. We're still asking for information from him. But certainly, if they had known, they should be able to provide that information. And bear in mind, it's personal information and protected by HIPAA, but it needs to be able to be shared amongst government agencies.
Right. Still, it's a touchy issue because there are so many people who deal successfully with varying degrees of mental illness that they struggle with for years or their entire lives. It just can't allow it to be stigmatizing.
Well, it's been stigmatized for many, many years, and that is the fine line that you draw. We want to be able to have people who need help to step forward. It's not very easy for them to do it in many cases and ask for help and not be afraid of losing their job or losing other things that they may have because they have gone to somebody and asked for help.
Now, on the other hand, experts have been telling us in the last couple of days that PTSD, very often the first complaint that people come to the VA or any medical authority for help about, is insomnia. And as a result of that, does that beg the issue then, should this have been more aggressively pursued? I mean, before you give out two prescriptions for sleeping aids, shouldn't there have been a total examination and investigation?
Well, hindsight is 20/20, and I would tell you that if you went and did a mental health check on everybody that claimed that they had insomnia, that's about all that they would be doing. What is interesting to me is what were the drug interactions, what were the side effects of the drugs that were prescribed by the VA. We do still have some questions that we're asking. I spoke with the secretary yesterday. We've received a briefing at what we call the Four Corners from all the members of the House and the Senate Veterans Affairs Committees, trying to make sure that VA did everything that they possibly could. And it appears at this point from the information that they have provided to us that they have. However, I have sent two letters now to the secretary. The first one was to ask for the original information, and it was like pulling teeth to get a response. Finally, when we did, we sent a second one that says they have to preserve all records and emails that detail visits that this individual may have had with the VA, because we want to make sure that everything that could have been done was done, and that VA does not do something to change the storyline.
I want to clarify something. Are you saying that the medicine that they prescribed for him could have in some way been part of the reason why he acted out?
Well, interestingly enough, one of the medications that he received does have a side effect that could, in fact, have been a problem. However, that doesn't mean that it was. And that's why we're asking the VA for a little more information as to what they prescribed, why they prescribed it, how much was prescribed. Because interestingly enough, it appears that there were just days between his visit in Rhode Island and his visit again. He was then, at that point, he was given a prescription and then told to see a primary care provider, which apparently he did not do. And then in Washington, he came to the VA hospital here complaining of the same thing and got another prescription. And so we're just trying to make sure that VA followed proper protocol. And the information that they've provided us at this point is they did.
Wow. Congressman, maybe we can talk again as we get further along in the investigation.
It. Yes, sir.
We appreciate your time very much.
You bet.
Jeff Miller is the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee.